We live. Lighter Flex. Shout out to my nigga Wiz. Hey, was that Wiz? Who else was that? That was Wiz and who else was Lighter
Flex? That's Lil Wayne all day.
Ah, yeah, Wayne. My fault. That was Wayne. What was Wiz too, though? That was definitely Wayne, though. When you heard that Lighter Flex, Wayne was going to drop some hot shit. What's the word, though, guys? It's about 7:24. Nah, I'm just playing. This ain't one of those podcasts. You know, niggas be like, so let's start off with a topic. All right. Let's talk about cars. So, what's your guys' favorite car? Smelling ass.
Ooh,
hey, shorty hit the bone, didn't even clear it.
Bitch, don't be trying to treat me. Just because I got cystic lungs.
Hey, I didn't even clear it either.
Right, so shut the fuck up. All right. How's everybody doing? Anyway, we don't get no fuck. So, we had a talk, man. We had a talk that shit. Ain't y'all sad, motherfuckers. Saying they gonna do something, and they don't do it, bro. Or a motherfucker just send me a video like, yo, I'm like, hey, bro, I'm trying to link, you know what I'm saying? We was supposed to link. I'm busy right now. Sends me a video. I'm doing this and that. Save the video. This nigga, you was doing this shit like 10 hours ago. I can't stay a motherfucker. I ain't even gonna save
cap him.
I'm just gonna let him cap back, call him Bappy.
Big cap.
You
big
know
cap.
What I'm saying?
Hey, fuck that.
Fuck him.
Motherfuckers.
They do that.
Nowadays, I'm telling everybody, my time is money. I don't get no fuck. You can't be around me.
Yeah, send me a deposit.
You gotta send me a deposit if you
want. You wasting my time, bro. We supposed to link for a reason.
$5.
To kick it. You know what I'm saying?
From everybody, I need a $5 motherfucking deposit to even get my time. Fuck you down about.
Nah, I got a cancellation fee. Fuck you talking about 50. Cancellation fee.
Hey, I had a whole like thing I was gonna say, but that bong hit made me forget everything. Hey, I forgot everything. RIP to my nigga Mac Miller whole time, bro.
Mac!
RIP to Mac. Hey, so we at my crib and we watching a video at the same time and Mac Miller came on the screen. Hey, Mac Miller was high school and college, for real, for real.
What?
High school and college.
Yes, but you know who started off our high school career was Wiz. He took us through it on the
blunt.
What?
Hey, no, for me, I ain't gonna cap. It was really Wayne.
I mean, Wayne, man, like, since we was kids.
Yeah,
though,
true.
Wayne,
high school was Wiz.
High school started off Wiz. I had just started
Wayne smoking. Was 8th grade. That was the Carter 3 was 8th grade.
Man, what?
That's when I started really smoking weed. Like, smoking weed.
Yeah, he was bad as hell. See, I started it in freshman year. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I hit the blunt the first time. I was 12 years old. I remember I was at my homie crib. And as soon as I hit it, for some odd reason, my dad and my, like, uncle was out on the porch and shit. So I walk outside, I'm like, oh fuck, they know I'm high. These niggas don't even see me yet. I'm like, alright. I ain't even inhale either, but I was just tweaking. Boom, I ain't feel it. Second time I smoked though.
What happened?
Damn, when was the second time? So you know what's fucked up? I done smoked so many times in my life.
Hey, listen, say one of them times, I remember.
Hey, I don't remember the first time I actually got high. I can't lie to y'all. But I remember the first time I got the highest. It was my 14th birthday. The first time I got the highest. It was my 14th birthday. And we smoked like 7 blunts. Like 7 blunts in rotation. I was in this bitch barbecue. Funny enough, Ashley was there. But she wasn't smoking with us. She was in the, you was in the other room.
Right.
Yeah, you was in the living room waiting with us.
I didn't fall in under peer pressure. You know what I'm saying? I started
it
when I wanted
smoking
to,
weed,
you
yeah.
know?
I mean,
I went to class.
We was only like 14 though. We still young as hell. Actually, no. Was I even 14 yet?
Boy, you was like, you just said you started. You was like 12. Who the fuck knows? All I know, I didn't smoke so much, man. I missed them like original highs, like when you was young as hell, and you just be like, wow, the trees are so nice. It's a real breeze. I can see it. Oh, let's get some food. Oh, we on, you know, it's nice out. You with your homies and shit. What? Or just alone, even just with you, just like, had.
Man, now you can't be the high. Because now you be old, you be thinking about other shit.
You still got shit to do. And
you get high, you be like, fuck, whole time, I definitely just had like 2 hours of work to
right.
do. I got to go back to work.
Right.
You was a kid.
You got to put yourself to bed. You like, I cannot just sit up here and just eat and watch Netflix.
Back
tonight.
In high school,
like,
you can get high as fuck. Eat all day, do nothing, do your work. and wake up the next day and just go to school. School wasn't really that hard either.
Well, school was the shit. I had so much fun in high school.
Hell yeah. If you paid attention to high school, like, you got good grades. There was no way wasn't able to get good grades. Or unless you didn't give a fuck. I knew a couple motherfuckers that were smart and they just didn't give a fuck.
Shit.
Like, a bunch of niggas. I was me, shit.
It was me. I was gonna say it was me too.
My senior year, bro. My GPA. Went from an honor roll student to a fucking 2 point something GPA, bro.
Bro.
That shit was embarrassing.
Man. I failed fucking music class for being a dick to the teacher and, like, that was mostly it and not going. But, you know, you could at least go, not go and be nice. I had to be an asshole. I just had to do it. And here she go, failed at me over music
class. Nigga failed at music class. It's fucked up.
Fuck it. Still can't play the piano.
A bong here snuck up on me later on in life. Bong has to do that to you whole time. Nobody knew that, but I knew that. Hey, we just had these snacks, Craig. Hold on. I got a question, man.
Wait, yeah.
This is my question. This Please is a question I really want to ask and know, bro. Shit. Like, Please. And this is a question of females. You feel me? Real talk. This is a podcast, but that thing. This something
I thought
else
you was gonna
chest.
Talk about the snack crate.
Oh, the snack crate. Yeah. No, I was gonna talk about this bitch. No.
Oh my god, he banging on the mic. Man, fuck it. Let me. Hey, guess what? Hey, guess what? Fuck that. Bitch.
Anyways.
Go ahead, Vic. That's what we here.
Damn, she said vent. I wasn't even finna vent. I was just finna bring up a topic. Some motherfucker told me I was gonna vent. Oh, beetlehead ass. But you talking about some vent.
Because you say I didn't vent.
Vent, bro.
You say I didn't vent.
Hold on. While we wasn't on the podcast, she was... In the last day, we wasn't on the podcast, she was a motherfucker vent. While she trying to make it seem like I'm in this bitch.
And
vent.
I was.
Look,
and
beetle,
I do.
Beetlejuice body ass. Not finna get on
and
her
I
ass.
I do. Which hey, I look.
Hey, fuck
like
that. I don't even want her on the podcast.
Till I get these sunglasses on.
Hey, I don't even want her on this podcast.
It's your black beetle looking ass. I'll take a picture of you.
Why
you look
cool.
Nice, but you just in this
I'm
bitch
too
trying
cool.
to be a beetle, but you got the shit.
Hey, I'm too cool for school. You feel me? I'm too cool for school. Yeah. All right, back to the podcast. Yeah. Before I was rudely interrupted, though. But what was we even talking about?
You see.
Fuck. What were we talking about?
You said something about a female.
Oh, no. We ain't talking about hoes. We ain't gonna talk about hoes. I ain't gonna
you
say hoes.
You don't talk about the
snack crate. That shit was
this
nasty.
This shit was nasty. And I'm mad. It said snack. This sounds like a great idea. So this is what they do, right?
No,
snack
it's crate. Decent.
Go ahead. Tell.
I've had it before.
Okay. Well, this box for sure.
Hawaii was nasty.
This is my first time having it, okay?
Hawaii.
You said the Africa box was good.
Hell yeah.
See, African box.
I think it was South African.
This Hawaiian box, y'all. Hawaii. For my first time, too. Like, yeah.
About the drink.
Oh, the drink. Okay, so the drink might be good. It's passion fruit. It's, what is the passion fruit? Kiwi or something? He went to go get the drink, y'all. But I like the jalapeno chips, you know. I mean, they jalapeno chips. The candy was kind of hard and shit. Like, little nuggets, like hard nuggets. Like, I didn't really understand different things they put together. They have one with macadamia nut too.
Bro,
like,
why the fuck did you bring? She brought a fish bag in there and it stinks.
Oh my god, you just gonna tell? Okay, yeah.
It's not because I can smell that shit.
Definitely was carrying some fish sauce for these noodles.
Okay, this does not look good.
What it say? LaCroix passion.
Okay, no, never mind.
Passion fruit bag. What's your rating?
I get it's a 6.5, 7.
Okay, let me see.
Nah, 6.5.
It's decent.
Cause I can actually
it's
fuck
like,
with it.
It's like closer to a natural flavor drink.
Yeah, it tastes like the nectar shit.
A lot of their stuff like was like more natural.
I think. Let me see.
Based.
What is made one?
Passion Except food. For that pretzel shit we tried. It tasted like hard powder. Like
what
I
pretzel?
Was so upset. Yeah.
What pretzel shit?
The little pretzel sticks that we tried. In
oh, that shit was disgusting. The pineapple shit. Oh my god. Did I pack all the marijuana? Anything?
Oh, yeah. So. This is the type of music I really love to sit down and smoke to.
That was sour as fuck.
Man, Mac, R.I.P. was sour.
R.I.P. Mac. Hey, I ain't gonna cap. There are certain celebrity deaths where you be like, I ain't gonna cap to y'all. No offense. Rest in peace to all celebrities. A death is a death and it's not good. But when certain celebrities die, I'm really just like, I ain't gonna cap. I really don't give no fuck. R.I.P. to the dead, though. I would never disrespect the dead. But it ain't something where I'm like, oh my God. But I heard Mac Miller died. I was actually like, damn. And then Kobe. Mac Miller and Kobe. But definitely with Mac Miller, I was like, damn.
So what you saying is that other people you didn't give a fuck to, you didn't want to hear the news?
I mean, I heard the news, but I mean, at the end of the day, it wasn't something where I just hear the news. Like, if they heard on the news that I died, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't be like, oh my God.
It's like down. The actual news. Like,
yeah, like if on the news, it's just some way that I was on the news, they would just look at the news and be like, oh shit. I'm pretty sure they wouldn't give a fuck. So, at the end of the day, like, them niggas are just celebrities. I like their movies and shit. Like, all right, look.
Yeah, they leave an impact. All
right, boom. If Denzel, sure. Right, rest in peace. Man, I say rest in peace. Ooh, never mind.
Ooh, we knock on the wood. No,
God forbid. I'm going to say God forbid. God forbid. If Denzel, you feel me, I'd be upset by that. But, like, no cap if, like, motherfucking... Wait. If, like, Winona Ryder or somebody bad. I'm gonna get a fuck. Hey, that's the little. Hey, Winona Ryder, the little girl from Beetlejuice. Remember the girl from Beetlejuice?
Oh, yeah.
She was the girl. That's Winona Ryder. Like, but if Shorty passed, I'd be like, all right. Damn. Yeah. Or, like, if the nigga from, if Will Smith passed, I'd be like, damn.
Man, Cecily Tyson.
Yeah, damn. Michael Cat. I felt like that was, like, one of my honorary grandmas. I was like, damn. I actually was sad. I was like, damn, rest in peace.
Right,
but
I
wasn't really sad because at the end of the day, Cecily Tyson ass was, like, 130. I was like,
wait.
I was like, Cecily Tyson lived the life.
Man, did she?
I mean, she lived a long, very long life.
Yes, she did. Impactful. Like, that's how I feel like Maya Angelou.
Hell yeah. My Angelou definitely died a couple years ago.
I didn't mean to laugh.
No, I didn't mean to laugh. Hey, but no, yeah, Maya Angelou, like, you got impactful motherfuckers. Cecily Tyson was just an actress, but she was also a staple, bro, because for one, she was an actress back in the day with, like, I feel like, bro, being an actor and an actress now is not a hard, easy task. It's a hard task. But I feel like being an actress back in the day when you couldn't even go to drink what another motherfucker wanted you to drink, that's hard. And I think Cicely Tyson was an actress.
She overcame so much.
Like, in the 50s. Yeah, Cicely Tyson was, like, acting in the 50s, graduating high school and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, no offense. R.I.P. to Cicely Tyson. She
R.I.P. to all them great women.
She was old as hell, though. Cicely Tyson was old.
Man, she lived.
Yeah, she lived a long life. That's why I was like, I was sad, but I was like, damn, she lived the life. Like, and I know she probably was like, all right, bro. I feel like at one point when you get a certain age, you kind of get tired of that shit. Like, I feel like when you like 110 and you can barely walk and you gotta, like, have a motherfucker walk with you and you gotta, like, have a motherfucker wipe your ass, like, nah, that's too much for me. Just take me out at that point. So I'm pretty sure she was content. She, like, damn.
Yeah, I feel like she was peaceful. She was peace with it. She was ready.
Like Betty White, bro. Betty White.
What? Definitely.
You know, Betty White used to be fine as hell back
homie,
then.
Homie, I love her.
And Betty White R. fucked R. with niggas.
That's a legend.
R.I.P. Betty White ain't dead, bro.
Oh, I thought you said she dead. I was like, she dead?
No, Betty White ain't dead, bro. She old, though. And Betty White old as fuck. Hey, Betty White, you know, I just realized this, right? And I used to always get that vibe because Betty White seemed like that wholesome-ass grandma. But she was on the Golden Girls and shit, so I was like, them some old-ass uppity white bitches. So I was like, Betty White could be uppity. But I found out she had a show back in the day, and she had a black dude on her show. She was like one of the first people. She was like the 50s. Betty White old as fuck, too, but yeah, she was like an activist and everything.
Right. See, I learned.
Shout out to Betty today. White. She was shout fine as to fuck, Betty. Too. Betty White was
Aunt
fine as fuck.
Betty, on God, that's Aunt Betty.
And Golden Girls, I ain't even gonna cap. She was, oh, nah, I was gonna say she can get it. She was old as fuck in Golden Girls. That's how you know Betty White old as hell, because in Golden Girls, she was old.
Right.
Golden Girls was in the 90s.
In the 90s.
Hey, she was old as fuck in the 90s, bro.
The grandma was funny as hell.
Yeah.
She probably been gone. I don't know her name. If she ain't, I mean, she should have been.
The grandma was Betty White, bro.
The oldest one.
Yeah, that was Betty White.
No, the oldest one, let me bro. See. It's the oldest one.
You go on your phone and look. You sure?
Yes, because, man, my auntie used to watch it.
I know Auntie Linda used to watch that shit like a yeah. mother, but.
Let me see.
That's the only reason I know of it.
Right, me too. It was on in her house.
Motherfucking Blanche and Cecil, whatever.
The look, this one right here. You telling me she's still here?
Oh, no.
Wait.
Hey, no. Hey.
We gotta show them this.
Hey, we can't show them, motherfuckers. A podcast.
We can't. No, we could definitely show this. Like, we'll put in the link to where all they right, can see all right, this hey, shit.
But now look. So the lady she was talking about, it wasn't Betty White. It was a lady that was older, and she was 70 in the 90s. So yeah, she probably 70. She's 70 in the 90s.
Boy, she look 103 so on her.
Yeah, she probably at least like 75 in that one. So if now 2001, how old would she be? 112.
Where's the new century? She should be.
Yeah, she be. Up
hey, RIP to that woman though. She was funny as hell.
RIP to her. She was funny as fuck.
Still didn't get her name, but hey, look, funny. Not here to do all
hey, that. I never actually watched The Golden Girls. I would like watch people watch it, but I right, never right. would like be like. Actually paid
same here them. But like I would be there so much at Auntie Linda's house man. Like so much
like I know some of the characters names and shit and I know one of them was a slut and shit was hey, that Blanche I think Blanche was a slut yeah Blanche was a slut
yeah she was you know she, that's mm. where that's Samantha off Sex in the City type mm-hmm. shit like just a younger slut
hey bro I ain't gonna lie I remember one time motherfucker showed me Sex in the City right I thought it was like some freaky shit.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be some freaky shit too.
Motherfucker cut it out. There's some white bitches talking in the
park. White bitches.
I was like, what? I was like, you niggas sold me out on this.
My cousin, look, hey, why Bianca was like, my mom's going, we can watch Sex and the City. I'm like, oh, what the fuck is this shit? Like, what's this shit? It's these bitches. I'm like, you like sneak and watch this. Like,
no, I can understand that, bro, because I have to sneak and watch, like, Beavis and Butthead in South Park.
Yeah, but.
Adrian didn't fuck with Beavis and Butthead in South Park.
I don't know. I feel like, well.
Let's stop. Yeah, I'm going to stop saying people names.
Oh, yeah. We're going to bleep it out.
Yeah, we're going to bleep that shit out. We're going to bleep it out.
We're going to edit the fuck out of it.
I mean, actually, it's going on Anchor. It's going straight to Anchor.
Oh, so is this live?
Mm hmm.
Oh
yeah, this whole thing been live this whole time.
Wow.
Well, what the fuck is we just talking about? Hey, but no, it was this show, bro. One of the shows that does not get enough fucking credit.
Is it
one of the most iconic shows? MXC. Is PJs, bro.
Oh, PJs. Yes.
PJs, the projects, bro.
Yes.
And that, hell no, MXC is legendary. I know
that
everybody
shit
knows about
legendary.
That.
Like, you know there's people MXC. That don't know about it. But yeah, PJs, that's that shit.
Bro, PJs was what? That shit. The PJs, the projects, bro.
Hey, homie.
Iconic. But MXC was lit as fuck, too. MXC was
y'all should look that up on YouTube. Watch a full episode if you don't know what that
I'm
is.
I'm probably gonna get high as hell and watch MXC later. That was one of them shows where it was like, nah, bro. One thing that's funny as fuck. All right. I don't advocate drugs, but I do advocate psychedelics. I'm not gonna lie. Now, if you do take psychedelics and watch anime, bro. That shit
yes,
is the funniest
I be watching
thing, bro.
I be watching shit.
Nigga, watch some anime when you tripping on acid or mushrooms, but they start talking and shit, cause they be like, shit be blowing my mind. But yeah. I don't advocate drugs, but I do advocate psychedelic.
Most death.
You remember Powerpuff Girls?
Of course.
Hey, low-key, some of them shows is racist as fuck. Because I'm positive Mojo Jojo was black.
Definitely.
Mojo Jojo was definitely black, bro.
Definitely.
He was a monkey. He was evil. He was the only one that had that deep ass berry
he
white.
He basically like, had a fro under that and fucking.
He was kind of just, yeah, the fucking the big brain, dome brain, and the nigga was kind of Jamaican, like he was from the island.
And his Mojo Jojo.
Yeah, Mojo Jojo. The nigga Mojo had an island accent. He wasn't Asian. That nigga wasn't Asian. The nigga had an island ass accent, especially when he started talking. He wasn't talking like an Asian nigga. A lot of them shows was racist as fuck, though, on the low. What about motherfucking, what's that movie, King Kong? I was watching King Kong the other day, and I was just like, bro, these niggas are so racist. A motherfucking monkey from Africa goes and get a white bitch and goes crazy, bro. All these black bitches in Africa that was around this monkey. This nigga see this one white bitch go crazy, climb at the top of the Empire State Building, killing niggas, gonna kill himself over the bitch. Crazy, bro. And it over a white bitch, not even a white monkey, bitch. Bro.
Right, not even a monkey.
It was a bitch. It was a white bitch, bro, not a white monkey. You open this, what you do with it?
Nothing, I'll go eat it.
Oh, it took too long.
Go ahead, it's another one right here. I don't give a You're just so rude. You say that shit as you eat.
Because I'll be good on the week. Yeah.
Yo. Now, if I really wanted that, I wouldn't be so peaceful right now.
I wouldn't be so peaceful.
Just so you know. Man, what we live on again?
Lilo Coy Passion. Shout out to Hawaii for their drinks, but no cap. They snacks ain't all that.
Yeah, I don't know what they were going to do. Snacks.
No offense to Hawaii. I fuck with y'all Hawaii. Y'all have a beautiful place. But I'm pretty sure they gave me the like generic ass snacks. They ain't give me the real snacks that y'all like. You know how
I mean, unless y'all really out there eating tuna jerky. Because like that one was just like, wow. What?
I mean, for us that was different. That was different. We eat tuna, but we don't eat tuna like that. So to put it in jerky.
I mean, I'm just saying from my perspective, okay?
Yeah, it was.
I don't think that that's an appetizing snack.
It's not. It wasn't.
I don't care where I'm from.
But.
I don't know about that.
At the end of the day, I feel like, all right, check it. I feel like the snacks that they gave us is like how if somebody from out of town comes to Chicago and they were like, hey, bro, take me to get some food in Chicago. And then you take them to certain spots in certain suburban areas. And then they're like, oh, damn, bro. This is Chicago food. But then when you take them to more urban areas, some people call them the hood or the ghettos.
The
food is 10 times better. And then they'd be like, damn. So I feel like they gave us the, like, suburban, you feel me? Suburban
or the real cultured ass neighborhoods that be having some good shit. So,
yeah, because this wasn't like this wasn't that good.
I don't advertise all of them. No.
The door unlocked. Black. We locked doors in this bitch.
That shit is locked.
No, it ain't.
The bottom.
No, I've been yours, Kyrie.
Okay. All right. So
now it's locked.
Hold on, I'm gonna put this back in there. It's weird for it no more. I'm kind of upset that
they did that bullshit and stop my video. Man, yeah, we was doing a video earlier and Apple steady stopping. They're like, okay, Apple, we get it. You want some money? Bam! They do shit to bother you. So you spend more money on a different phone, this and that, and upgrading and da da da.
Well,
all
no,
that
I ain't
shit.
Gonna lie. Well, in that case, in that case, it was more so that I didn't have enough storage. I had a lot of shit on my phone.
But I still feel like.
No, she got a good point.
Look, there. This is how I really feel like. First of all, this shit is really free. You feel me? Like,
hey,
if they were to make a phone that held maximum capacities and this and that, like, they would never do that. Because they want their money. Right, that's what I'm saying.
They got their shit
the way they do it.
I mean,
I just feel like if we're going to still get these phones, at least do better shit with them.
Lie. No cap. Damn. I just thought about it on like a business level. All right. This is my thing. There's a consumer standpoint when it comes to business. There's a buyer standpoint and there's a consumer standpoint. Now, at the end of the day, the one thing that Apple does is it gives you the option to buy into whatever that they do. Now, at the end of the day, Apple is the best thing. It's the simplest thing. So people tend to say fuck all the stipulations of they bullshit and be like, all right, I'm gonna get them. I was going somewhere good with this, but I forgot the whole
thing. I feel like, I get where you're coming from. Yeah, at the end of the day, I be talking shit, right? I talk shit. It is what it is. You know, I'm about my money, too, at the end of the day. I love Apple products at the end of the day. I'm still going to get the shit. Whole time.
Hey,
I just be blue when you're trying to do something, right? And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, you need more storage for this and that. And it's like, damn, like... Nigga, it's so much maintenance with a phone sometimes. Like, sometimes you gotta have a lot of stuff. Like, damn.
Hey, remember back
and
in
then,
the day?
Like, they max don't be that great because, like, that shit can have problems. That shit, no.
Where letter at? Remember here. Back in the day, niggas would be like, niggas would have to get that big ass, like, if you had a PlayStation, right? You had to, if you wanted to save some data on the PlayStation, you had to stick this big ass, like, robotic, thick ass piece. into the PlayStation and save it, and you will save the data on there. But if you ran out of space, you would have to put another big ass thing in there, and you have to keep saving data on these sticks. And then, bro, you would run the risk, never run the risk, and I've did this many times, and be tweaking and be like, not saving the game, and just keep playing, and the game shuts itself off.
Yes.
And I never saved it.
That's happened to me before.
Nigga made it all the way to the end.
True game hit.
Hey, that's what they... I would consistently do still, like... I feel like... Hold on, I gotta put something in there. I feel like playing...
Actually, I'm good,
because
I gotta drive.
Yeah, you do gotta drive. I gotta drive. I feel like playing a video game is definitely, in a sense, therapeutic, because you can... You're letting the mind relax and go into, like... Not a fantasy world, but like you letting the mind go into a world of like a play.
Yeah.
In the sense of like not doing nothing. You're not. It's a state of like not worrying. You worried about what's inside the game. You worried about that game, bro. Mm-hmm. Now it's some motherfuckers that get too into the game. I don't understand that. Like, I play the game. Like, if there's a stint of time where I'm home, like now I can't drive. I broke my hand. I broke my finger, so I really can't drive. It's hard for me to drive. So I'm at my house more often. But at the same time, I'm never really home. Now I'm home, I play a video game. That shit definitely be, because as soon as she leave, my cousin and this bitch, who's doing a podcast with me, as soon as she leave, I'm going straight to the video game. I might make a few phone calls, but I'm going straight to the game.
Yeah, that's what I like about video games too. Man. They exercise your mind. Use different parts of your brain and shit. Like,
they definitely do.
Now, I don't advocate motherfuckers who just sit there all day and, like, don't do anything else.
Yeah, no. Like, unless
anything obsessive, though, I don't advocate. You know what I'm saying?
Unless,
like,
you are
a
gamer and you playing for some money and some shit, and then you
got something like that, like, then it's like, yeah, of course, you gotta shift. Like, this is a real thing you gotta do. No, I'm busy. You feel me? I'm busy, like, playing this video game as a career. Like grandma's boys. That's the shit.
He said.
What did he say?
JP. Fuck. What did JP say? What did he say?
You do the voice.
What did he say?
He was like.
He said something under his breath. He said a lot of shit, but what is one of the main things he said?
I know.
Bro, grandma's boy is such a classic. Hey, hold on. Shout out to Adam Sandler, bro.
Yes!
Adam Sandler is one of the realest niggas in the industry, because guess what? This nigga, no matter what, Adam Sandler, one of the few niggas that say, when you put your niggas on, bro, any movie this nigga has produced, any movie he starred in, any movie he was a part of, any movie his niggas made, his niggas was in it, bro. He was in his niggas' movie. Like, this nigga's the only nigga that's...
wait. He said, I hate your face. I hate your face. Did you say something? He hides behind Coke. He say, you're fucking weird. And then JP say, How did he see me?
How did he see me?
Oh my god.
Oh, that's something to watch. Oh, nothing in my nose, bro. Grandma.
Wait, and robot voice, please it on my face.
Please it on my face. He said, I hate your face. He said, how did he see me? Hey, bro, Adam Sandler's like one of the few niggas that literally just keep making the same fucking movie and we watching the characters.
Yes, yes.
Same movie, same, not same movie, but same characters.
Yes.
Same fucking character, yes. Not same, same people.
Yeah, he said, I'm just saying, yeah. Yes. Hey, I knew what you was trying to say, yo. I knew what you was trying to say, bro.
Hey, but no, the same people. He just rewatched the same fucking people every movie. He right. keep his nigga Peter Dante, the nigga Allen, Buddy, white buddy with the blonde hair, Rob Schneider, all his niggas. Adam Sandler, a real nigga. That's one of the motherfuckers who movies I want to be in. Like, that's a.
Adam put Sandler. My boy on. Adam, we even watched your last movie on Netflix.
I was just watching your shit.
I was just watching even
Happy,
that.
What was it? Happy Billy Madison. Billy Madison, yeah, I was watching Billy Madison.
Yes.
That shit, hey, that's a classic though. Billy Madison, a classic. He said, "There's poop in here." Billy Madison. What's another one he got? A slept on movie, Eight Crazy Nights.
What? Like crazy? The chick with three titties? All yeah, types of shit. Titties.
He said, "That's a technical foul." But I like to see it anyway.
I'm finna watch that tonight. Low key though, I do want to wrap it up because I'm ready to go to the crib.
All right, y'all.
Get settled in. Got that's some our, dinner
that's
waiting.
That's our podcast. You feel me? We're going to be back with another
we'll
one.
We'll be back.
It's gonna evolve. This was the first one.
Napping ash on the mic.
Knock the snow off the car real quick before you start it up and put it somewhere. We just got the snow off. We ain't even drove it yet, so you feel me?
Oh, God. Knocked the top off that bitch. We just got it.
Waiting to drive it. In the words of my nephew, I ain't gonna say his name, but knock the top off.
All right.
All right, we out. Bitches.